From Harare, Zimbabwe, to the World Wide Web.
You are listening to T-Mac and Cookie Monster on the Radiant Culture Podcast.
Every week, we lead you in conversation on life, God, and pop culture. Our goal is to get you to ask questions and compare what today's culture is telling us versus what the Bible says.
If you're a non-believer, we hope that our conversation will shed more light on what the Christian faith is really about.
Never miss an episode by subscribing through our website, www.radiantculture.africa.
Or you can find us on iTunes.
Like our Facebook page, look up Radiant Culture, and follow us on Twitter at Radiant Culture.
If you're on Instagram, it's Radiant_culture.
Radiant Culture. It's life, it's truth, it's lit.
Stay tuned.
So this is the Radiant Culture Podcast. My name is T-Mac and I'm joined by Biscuit in the studio as usual today. And we're following on from last week where we tackled issues to do with our Christian identity as well as our African identity. So this week we're going to get a little bit deeper in terms of the spiritual elements that come into play when it comes to blending, or if we're even supposed to blend, our faith and our culture. So to help us tackle this very difficult subject, we have one of the fathers of the faith in this country joining us today. His name is Pastor Gatsi. And I'll just get him to introduce himself. Thank you so much for availing your time to help us tackle this topic.
You are welcome. Thank you very much for just giving us this opportunity of coming to speak on Christianity and culture.
Yeah, it's one of those that a lot of us just don't even know where to begin with it, because you're told something's right, and then you go to church, it's not right anymore, and you have to stop it. Then you're faced with, how do I tell my relatives when I don't want to go to certain events, and all of that. So we're going to try and get some answers today to see how we should move forward, blending, if we should blend, our faith and our culture. So, Pastor Gatsi, we came to you because you're the expert in this field.
Well, it's not expert. The problem is I was born in a family of five. My dad divorced my mother when I was 3 months old. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up growing up in Zambia.
Oh, really?
And then while we were there, in very serious, terrible things, the issues that we knew was, actually, we grew up with these African traditions. Mm. I mean, when we were born, they had put black stuff on our forehead, Nova. They put black stuff there. When your umbilical cord drops, they have to do some rituals. Mm. You have to wear it for 6 months before you do that. So all that, we went through it.
Yes.
We takate mwanyora everywhere, and every time something happens, we have to consult our ancestors. Mm-hmm. And so when we consult the ancestors, you go, you have an altar in the house, chikuwa, and then you have to ombera and say, we are the ones, and all sorts of things. And then suddenly, my mother would get demon possessed, and the demon would speak, and then he say, "Kurunda, we are," and then we say, "Okay, speak." Mm. And so those are the things that I went through. There was nothing else I knew.
Yeah.
It was normal to us. We accepted that. Mm. But then suddenly, of course, I got saved in 1980, and I was 25 years old then, young. I was a karate champion of Zambia.
Oh, really?
Wow. Okay.
So, I was young and all sorts of things, and my eyes literally were opened. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing experience. The weaknesses that I had, first of all, I was being a karate champion, problems, womanizing, that was a problem in my family.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell your family tree, what are your weaknesses? And mm-hmm. one of them was womanizing.
Mm-hmm.
My old man went to a witch doctor to get mangoromera. That's juju for fighting. Mm-hmm. And so for us as children, we suffered. We all were fighters.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was a wrestler. my other brother was a boxer, I was a karate champion. So fighting became one of those things as a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Bible says the sins of your forefathers shall follow you to the third and fourth generation.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we were in Zambia, far away from our father,
mm-hmm.
but we found out patterns coming through.
Mm-hmm.
The things that this man did were affecting us because of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found ourselves, immorality was one of them, fighting was one of them, gambling was my weaknesses, we were gamblers.
Mm-hmm.
My father was actually given a nickname, and I didn't know it was a nickname, Ninepence Wadzoka.
So
that name Wadzoka, it meant that you would go for gambling.
Mm.
And then watch Wakunjuga Kuyo, he comes back again.
Mm.
And you sell the bicycle and all sorts of things.
Wow.
And at one time he sold my mother.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's how serious gambling was in my family.
Sure.
And so gambling was one of the weaknesses. And womanizing was one of the weaknesses. So you find that when you are dealing with these things, you have to be careful. Some of the things that we are going through are called patterns,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then look at what happened was my father, I was the last born, 3 months old. My father decided to tell my mother, get out of my house. Move. So my mother is hurt. She takes me to her grandmother, 3 months old, who leaves me with her grandmother. Mm. Don't ask me. She disappeared. 1957, we discover our mother was in Northern Rhodesia, in Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we ended up in Zambia. Because my brother said, you better go and suffer with your mother. So we were all taken to there.
Mm-hmm.
And in our suffering, we were crying out to the ancestors.
No.
Yes, ancestral spirits, to help us to break through, to come through out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we were very much involved. And for me, I was the last born. So I was the one who was being sent kwenda kuchikuwa. You've got to take a calabash cup,
yeah.
which mm-hmm. was, you pour in, put money there, black and white, what you call black and white cloth,
mm-hmm.
then you call,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of things. And then you just wait a minute, you find out. My mother gets possessed with a demon.
Wow.
And you know, then you start, shikanaka sekuru ko, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then of course we do that. But you see, the patterns were very funny. My brother divorced, second born divorced, third born divorced, my sister was divorced. But I am the only one who has never divorced in my family because I had become a Christian.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I became a Christian. And then I had to go and tell my people that I was now born again.
Mm.
That was one of the
most. That must have been tough.
Yes, it was tough because, but I had to tell them, you know. So when I went there and I got there and I knew all the rituals were going on, but then I had to announce to my brothers, to my brothers and sisters, everybody. I said, listen, you guys, me, I've become a Christian. Yeah. What? I said, I've become a Christian. These things, please don't call me.
Mm.
And they rose up in anger, trying to threaten me. I didn't have fear. I just said, well, look, I don't know. But whatever you're going to do, don't call me to these things.
Mm.
My brother threatened me. These things are the things that have educated you and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I mean, if you say that, but the problem is we were the most notorious children. Our culture, our own culture. I mean, my mother suffered because of us. You know, my mother used to tell people and say, I have no children.
Wow.
She says, "Ko abanji, they are all useless. I don't know why I had these children." And that was the truth. We were never, you know, even while we were deep in our ancestral worship, one thing we never did was care for our own mother.
Mm.
We were wild. We would beat other people's children, and they would come and shout at my mother. You know, Iwe Agnes, my mother was so called Agnes. Agnes, Agnes. Ino vana vakwava, she would come and say, please, ndapota, mukandiura ira ozvivana izvozvo manditozvo zvana.
Oh, wow.
Please kill them for me because I don't know what to do with these children. And that's us. You know, and that is us. So one of the things is that the truth, when it came to me, it did set me free. I was set free, and now I was there waiting to see what this God can do for my own family.
Yeah.
Because we suffered. Mm-hmm. Within the family, there was nothing to unite us. You know, we had... because you see, when you look at those fractions called improper fractions, 4/5 mm-hmm. plus 2/7, you know, they are called improper fractions.
Mm-hmm.
You are not proper, but we needed a common denominator to add us together as families.
Yes.
And our ancestral worship was supposed to be our common denominator to unite us, but we were fighting as if we are not brothers.
Yeah.
We sweared at each other. We did things. There was a lot of witchcraft and all sorts of things. So you find out that we have to question if this ancestral worship is supposed to unite us. Why is it not uniting us? You know, why is it that we became more wild than anything else?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of things. And womanizing, drinking, you name it. You know, and the only thing is that every time we had these mabiras, there was a lot of fighting. There was no bira without fighting and shouting at each other. So we realized that something is wrong. But when I became a Christian, one of the things that was very clear is that unless we are saying there is no God, then we qualify to be fools. Because the Bible says, a fool says there is no God. If you say there is no God, then you are a fool, according to the word of God. But if we say there is God, now which God is this? And what is the prescription of getting to this God? You know? All right, you say we are going to worship God through our ancestors. But God says he is the one who created, in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And everything that is in the earth is created by God.
Yes.
Now, it is God who prescribes. It is not us to prescribe how to go to this God. And that's the problem. We have prescribed to say we will go to God through our ancestors. Okay, the dead. There is a guy in the Bible, the rich man and the poor man, Lazarus. And they both die. And then they are in different you know, places. Then the guy looks up, he says, ah, this is the guy who used to beg near my house and all sorts of things. So he says, Father Abraham, tell that guy, please, you know, that kind of things. He must, you know, first of all, give me a drop of water, you know. Says, Abraham says, my friend, the gap between us and you guys, there is, you cannot cross over, you know, that kind of thing. So the guy says, why don't you send him down to go to my relatives and warn them they should not come here? Abraham says, my friend, there is no such a thing. You know, he says, there is no such a thing of people from the dead to come down. Now, we in our culture, we believe that our fathers can come back. God forbid if my father came back. And I mean, among the most useless men in the world, he was my father. My father was useless. You know, there are two types of people. You are either useful or useless. All right, my mother had useless children because we were not of the same. How does my father, who failed to look after his own family, failed to look after his own affairs, failed to look even to have anything, even mushacha, you know, I mean, he ended up dying in my house, we thank God, and all sorts of things, but he didn't have anything. Then I go to the grave of that man to tell him, come and help me. How does he help me? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Mm. I mean, for me, this is ridiculous.
Mm.
Yes, so worshipping the ancestors is one of the most dull, you know, you must be very dull. Yes, you are failing to add up things, you must be very dull. If they are making you to worship these things, whatever you need to do, do it while we are here on earth. Before you go on the other side,
mm-hmm.
leave an inheritance for your children. You know, we don't leave, you don't come and look for an inheritance from your father when he's dead. We are supposed to have an inheritance. There is no repeat in life. So that I say, I'm going to repeat, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's not grade 7 or form 5 where you repeat. This is no repeat.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, how do you go to a dead man? You know, you make, the Bible calls making a covenant with the dead. Death, wherever it touches, it dies. That's why your business will die, your family will die, because you have made a covenant with the death.
Mm-hmm.
So death is not good for us. And that's why we should never worship the ancestors.
Mm.
Okay, Christianity comes. What does it offer us? You see, here is somebody who comes to die for our sins. And he is righteous. And his name is Jesus. He dies, praise God. But they put him in the grave. He doesn't stay there in the grave. He rose again. And that's
alive.
It.
Mm-hmm.
The rising up of Christ is what makes us exciting. Because he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. You know, making intercession for me and the breakthrough. And that's why you find out your life is going to be in stagnation. You will not be going anywhere because you have asked the people who are dead to lead you.
Mm.
You know, so for me, I don't want my life to be stagnant. If you want to be stagnant, continue. If you want to be a vagabond, continue. Because one of the things the Bible says is that there are three things that call the vagabond. A vagabond is a wandering spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Where you never get established.
Mm-hmm.
You touch this, nothing helps. Touch this, nothing moves. So what are the things that the Bible talks about that causes the spirit of the vagabond? Number one, bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone among your people killed somebody, the Bible says your children are going to be vagabond.
Yeah.
Two, sexual sins. All types of sexual sins. The Bible says you will be a vagabond. All right, and there are all types of sexual sins. Any sin that sexual sin that you commit, and now for me, we became vagabond because of the sexual immorality that was in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't trust us with a woman. I mean, you don't leave me with a woman who is somewhere there. You'll be shocked that I have made advances. Why? Because there was a spirit.
Mm.
In us of immorality. Now that spirit, any type of sexual sins in the Bible says your children are going to be vagabond. So sexual sins, you'll be a vagabond. Idolatry, worshipping any idol, he says you'll be a vagabond. So for me, all those things are qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Changing God's ordinances. When you change God's ordinances, God says you can only come to him through who? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say no, because we in Zimbabwe are clever. We want to come through our ancestors. Then God says, okay, fine. You can do that. But then you say in Romans, he says, these people, they have changed the nature of God, you know, and they have turned to animals. Let me come with mutupo. What is mutupo? You know that guy that says, makadiko shava, makadiko soko, makadiko. That is a terrible spirit.
Mm.
It's called a tribal spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why they justify themselves. Vanasoko, nyaema, dress, yavaite, you know, those guys, that's what they are there for. You know that kind of, madzimai vanoera nyati, vanopenga, what and what. You end up with what we call a tribal spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The men behave the same. The women behave the same. That's why mitupo is not good.
Mm-hmm.
where did these mitupo come from? In England, they have. If you go to Scotland, they have mitupo.
Mm.
You know those things. Mm-hmm. And so mitupo is not only in Africa. It's all over, everywhere. And that mitupo is justifying yourself for certain things. And when you look at, I mean, just listen to the mitupo when your relatives are greeting each other. You know that kind of things. And the words they exchange.
Mm.
You can tell that this is not right. Something is wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, they burst into evil. They actually said, you know, Isusu Anuita say Nishuma Sara. So these are things that we do. And who prescribed mitupo yacho? You know, was it God? You know, that kind of things. You know, it was not God. You know, God prescribed. The prescription that God wants us to believe in is there already. So we need to believe, brethren, that these things, some of them we need to find ways of getting out of these things. Mm-hmm. So I can go on and on. You need to direct your question.
Yeah. So I just want to take you back to mitupo. Would you say that it would be wise for a Christian to keep, not necessarily engaging in any rituals per se, but identifying with the mitupo? Like,
why do you? I'm not an animal myself. Now listen to, maybe you have not read Romans chapter 1, you know, that kind of things. He says, instead of worshipping God, they took animals. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They said they took animals. They started worshipping what God created instead of the Creator.
Mm.
No, okay, if you want to worship what God created, this is what he says. Because you are insisting to say there is nothing wrong. He says he gave them over to a debased mind. Me, I don't want a debased mind.
Mm.
A mind that is low, below a thinking capacity. A mind that is not good. So if you want, it says they knew God, but they did not glorify God
mm-hmm.
as God. So they took the things that God created and they started worshipping the things that God created.
Mm-hmm.
You are reversing the responsibility.
Yeah.
The order of things was God created these things. Then he put man in charge
mm-hmm.
and says, you're going to be in charge of all these things. Now you take the thing that was put under you to be in charge of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I find it a problem. You know, for people, if you want, no problem, continue to worship your mizimo or your what. But me, no way. I cannot.
I have a question, Pastor. Is there a difference between African traditional culture and African traditional religion, shall we say? Because someone might have that perspective to say there's a difference in our culture between what we worship and who we are. So
what
like
is culture? What is culture? Who you know, what is culture? You know, it's a prescription. Who prescribed it? Who prescribed your culture? You know, that kind of thing. If it's God who prescribed your culture, no problem. The problem we have, the prescription of some of our cultures didn't come from God. You tell me, you know, Kurapwa Nova, you know, Jakabva Kupi. Where did these things come from?
As you go on, because you're touching on something that I think is also very important, that I think I want to throw this in there while you go on. If you can address, I've come across many, I'll call them traditionalists, who insist that God and Musikawanu are the same person. So as you go on, I think that just needs to be looked at as well.
It doesn't matter what you call God, whether you call him Musikavanu or Musikanyeka, what and what. Yeah. The fact is that there is a God who created the heavens and the earth. You understand?
Yeah.
This God is an amazing God. He don't try and understand him with your natural eyes.
Mm.
This God has done incredible things. That's why today you understand there are people, this body, you understand, this body, no man can understand it.
It's a mystery.
There are people today, I'm a professor. I said, professor, Ziso Chete is an eye specialist. Ipapo, he has failed to even understand. Vakash divide, Vamavaku nose and ear and throat is specialist. Vona kutu, Mumengaite Chete, the skin, child. Panema specialist, let me tell you, there are hundreds and hundreds of people today who claim they are educated. You know? And I was one of them. Bioengineer and bioengineer, body at a tatsa kutakuti this God. Mumwe mazino jet, he is making money a dentist. To understand this jet, you know, gynecology, vaka divide an a body. Taka ku divide an a kuti uyumbwe. This is how awesome God is. So kamaindi kakadaro ndipo kutora kuda kuti let's understand this God. How do you understand him? You know, vese vatinoti vari educated ava havasi educated. They are trying to understand God who created everything. Tell me a career which you can say this is my career, nozumasa. If people cannot even understand, not even one man can understand the whole structure of the body. Now, if this God is there, how do we approach him? How do we go to him? Who gives the prescription to say this is how you approach God? You know that kind of thing, yeah. Yes. Now, let's look at the people who prescribe. You know that kind of thing. So, let's bring them here. How did God speak to you? Akataura newe say. Ndakarota, ndiana akakurotesa. Matrimony, you know that kind of thing. Dreams and all sorts of things. So, my friend, this issue of culture, we need to change this culture. If you want to continue with it, go on. Inini wana wangu andina kuvarapisa nova inini. Wana wevarungwa varapwe nova. They are clever than our children. Koimimi mchiri kurapisa nova wana venyu, mchiri kutemera nyora wana venyu. Why are they down? Why are they not excelling? You know, because of the spirit that comes upon you. You know, you get a covering. A spirit starts covering you. And you have a mind that cannot excel. You have a mind that is just there. You keep on going around. Where have you seen? Murungu akaenda kumuni. He has come back. How many times? The roads to your village up to now you cannot even pass through. Unaenda kuma village, unaona unopaka motoka uko. Na nasi muchiri kuvaka kamba kari round. You know, that shows you a mind that is stagnant. Because you are refusing God. Up to now, go to your village. I don't know where you come from. You will find out they are still, you know, vari kuvaka tudzimba kari round. Instead, imimi wakaenda kuchikoro. Vana vacho wakaenda kuchikoro. Instead of improving their village, they are not improving. Instead of kuenda kutisekuru, ndakaenda kuchikoro, ndakaenda kuuniversity. So mzukuru toita se, mbotora hii rura hiyo, tape measure, mbo muvai. And then you extend the house, build a bigger house, but you know what? The debased mind is not improving. Brethren, this is not right. Hakuna ma signs kumamusha huu. Takara sikapata kaenda kumajiru. Anza mkaona muti mudiki so ipapo mombo mozo tena left mofamba 5 kilometers vari kurava 9 kilometers, no measurements. And musha macho mune vafana vakaenda ku university and they are not improving themselves. So if you want to remain an improved man, go ahead. You know, so for me, it's the issue of who prescribed these things. Do I continue to use the same prescription when this prescription is not helping me to improve myself? For me, I need a new prescription. For me, I've got a new prescription.
More next week.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Radiant Culture Podcast. If you want to make a contribution, make a suggestion, or have a request, you can get in touch with us via email on radiant@thehub.co.zw or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter. Look out for the next episode and remember to share this one with everybody you know. God bless.
It's hot. It's fresh. It's uncut. Hashtag Real Talk on the Radiant Culture Podcast.